With little debate, the Wisconsin Assembly approved three bills designed to deter drunk driving. Speaking before the vote, the author of the legislation said it will make substantial improvement. Republican Jim Ott of Mequon says making first-time offenders appear in court in all counties, not just some, will hold people accountable. Another of his bills eliminates the look-back period for repeat offenders.
I think basically we have way, way, way too much drunk driving in Wisconsin, and passing tougher laws, I think, is one part of the puzzle.
In addition to new penalties for second- and fourth-time drunk drivers, a bill was passed on voice vote aimed at those ordered to install an ignition lock but who fail to do so or those who tamper with it. A Democratic candidate for attorney general, Representative John Richards of Milwaukee, said when used properly, ignition devices can be effective.
People who have ignition interlock devices are 67% less likely to reoffend. That is a great success story, and I'm proud to say that Wisconsin is now one of the leading states on the installation of ignition interlock devices. We now rank 11th in the nation.
However, Wisconsin consistently ranks high for binge drinking and drinking while driving. Wisconsin is the only state where first offense drunk driving is not a crime. The bills still have to be passed by the Senate in order to become law. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.